This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Right now, though, we have talked to them before, and they are the official rugby team of the Matt and Scott Show from right here in Birmingham. The Birmingham Vulcans got a handful of guys in. What's up?
What's up, man?
How's it going, Scott?
How's it going?
Hello.
We've got Jim Bob, Mud, Amish, and Boggs. I like that. I'm sorry, but Amish is the best one.
Thank you. Thank
his,
you.
His beard fits the name, I guess.
Do you also make molasses cookies and hand do, like, hand furniture?
It's fireplaces, actually.
That's awesome. So you guys are here because had you on like a month ago or so, and you had just wrapped up a match that I had gone to out there in Mountain Brook. What's the name of the park again? I forget.
Erskine-Ramsey Park.
Erskine-Ramsey, that's right.
Off Montclair.
Yeah, and finally, after being on the road for, I guess, the last 3 weeks, you are back this Saturday at Ramsey Park for a home match. So tell us a little bit about that. One of you guys, just whoever.
Well, this weekend we're going to be playing the Montgomery Yellowhammers. They're a club that we have had a pretty good relationship throughout the years. You know, obviously, with us being so close, we try to play pretty often. They went pretty far in the D3 playoffs this past year. They moved up into the D2 realm, and you know, they've been doing really, really well. So we're set for a really tough match this weekend.
Nice. And it is 4 days, 18 hours, 27 minutes, and 30 seconds away.
According to the website.
Yes.
Approximately.
Yes. I'm watching. That's a 1 o'clock at Ramsey Park there. And also this Saturday, you guys are having open tryouts.
Yeah, so it's kind of going to be an eventful day. We got tryouts at 10 o'clock, our match against Montgomery at 1, and then there's actually a little ladies match at 3 o'clock between Knoxville and Louisiana ladies rugby team. So we got a full day at the park. It'll be fun.
That'll be pretty awesome. So your open tryouts, we've got Jim Bob here, and you open tryout, I guess, like not too long ago, and now you play rugby. And this is nuts because I met you the other day at the UAB watch party that we were hanging out at Iron City, and you told me that before you got into rugby, you did show choir.
Yeah, man. I just did show choir and theater all through high school and got to college, started gaining some weight, getting in, you know, kind of bad shape, just decided to come out and give rugby a shot, and here I am about 6 months later, you know, one of the best decisions I've ever made. I absolutely love it. The guys I've met are fantastic, and it's really something that anyone from any background, athletic or not, can come into, jump into, and have a fantastic time.
What's, because I did theater in high school and in college and stuff, so what's, how do you go from doing that to be like, man, I just want to go and hit some dudes and play rugby out of the blue. Like, what? How'd that happen?
I wanted something different in my life. I wanted something new and something exciting to do, and I figured, what's more exciting than rugby?
Yeah. So these open tryouts, what do you have to do at the open tryout? I mean, is it literally anybody, like you were saying, from any background? I mean, is there an age restriction on this thing for open tryouts? How does this work?
No age restriction. I mean, well, we have youth rugby programs, but yeah, Anybody's invited to come try out. And you know, we teach you some rules, we teach you how rugby works a little bit, and play around, play some touch, and see if you like it. And if you like it, you you know, decide to become a Vulcan and part of the team. And
so you guys think anybody can do this?
Yeah, I mean, I
know you have different teams and stuff and different.
Yeah, I came out in November and just was like, oh, I love this. So
nice.
I'll start playing.
As we alluded to earlier, really anybody can be a rugby player. It ranges from the hyper-competitive to the super-social. A lot of people come out and are very concerned about what background they have and if it qualifies them or not. But there is no bad background. Wrestlers make great rugby players. Football players make great rugby players. Soccer players make great rugby players. Basketball players make great players. Show choir people make fantastic rugby players.
If you were in Glee, you make a great rugby player.
Come on out.
So I know that you guys have youth programs, and this is something that I think is really cool because a lot of us, and Boggs knows this, but my brother had played rugby in college, so I kind of had a somewhat basic understanding of rugby, but a lot of people don't know how it works. And the fact that you have a youth program to get these kids in at a young level, and in a lot of the times it's I think people are confused. They think, man, okay, so you're out there, it's football without pads, you're probably getting hurt all the time, but in reality, that's not actually the case.
It's not necessarily the case at all. In fact, you can start very young playing rugby. We start kids very, very young. We have a U12 team, which encapsulates most of elementary school. leading up to middle school, and it is flag rugby. It's non-contact, and we'll teach you basic skills, basic drills, and just all-around rugby skills.
So is that information on the website for the youth programs and stuff, and if parents are kind of curious, want to get kids involved, or if there's a kid that's curious about it?
Yeah, all the information is on the website, and we actually have a like a community event. I think it's April 12th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, having a little barbecue, meet and greet out at the field. Have a lot more information about youth rugby programs. That's April 12th. And then I believe the season starts something like May the 4th.
Cuatro de Mayo. It's a good one.
So, yeah, that's youth program starts May 4th, and then they I think they play for about a month and a half.
All right.
So, yeah, we're real excited about, you know, expanding the youth program and get more kids involved.
Yeah, the whole idea of getting the youth program going is, you know, to build rugby as a whole in the state of Alabama. Most of the states that surround us, Florida, Tennessee, Louisiana even, they've got a really, really strong youth program and high school program, and it's really growing the sport as a whole. And there's a big stigma about rugby being, you know, just barbaric, and it's just football without pads, but that's not really the way it works. You know, it's a very, very good sport that I think anybody of any size or any capability or any age can really, really enjoy.
Awesome. And again, they will be home this weekend. It's on Saturday. The opening tryout at 10 a.m. If you're ever curious about trying rugby, I would play if I didn't have to have like knee stuff done, because it's fun. Like I think it's fun, and it's all kinds of neat. Yeah, my knee is just, there's no way. I'd probably blow it out again at the open tryout, or I'd be limping around for the next week, and I'd be like, man, why'd I do this? And then I try to call my parents and be like, hey, do you guys want to pay for my surgery? And my dad would just laugh. Like, that's why you're not on our insurance anymore. I found that out the hard way. So they got Montgomery in town on Saturday. The match is actually at 1 o'clock, and then the women's match after that. And I'll tell you, because I went to the last one you guys had, and it's just a lot of fun, man. It was a gorgeous day. It's free. You can just come hang out at Ramsey Park. It's not like you have to pay like $20 to get in. You just sit out in a beautiful park and watch a rugby match, man. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, honestly, it's like the most underrated event in Birmingham, I think.
It's exciting.
Just from, yeah, free. You're watching an awesome sport.
Yeah.
Hanging out, and then, you know, we have socials at Zydeco afterwards. It's just all around a good time. And this Saturday is going to be a whole lot of fun. Like I said, all day event. So come on out. Come support the Vulcans, 1 o'clock, Erskine Ramsey Park.
Awesome. It's local stuff. It's the Birmingham Vulcans. Do all of you guys have awesome nicknames? Is that just like part of it?
I do not yet.
No?
You have to earn the nicknames.
Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes they come very, very naturally, and then sometimes you have to wait a little bit. You know, Boggs is still working on getting something good, but I feel very confident that he'll have one before the end of the year.
That's so awesome. I mean, Mud and Amish, those are just, I mean, what great nicknames.
And Jim Bob's official nickname is Dangle, so that.
Dangle, okay.
No nickname.
And we have two Corys on the team, and I'm adamant that we're going to get one of them a nickname soon. It's kind of making me angry.
All right, guys.
Corys.
Well, thanks for swinging by and keeping us updated on the Birmingham Vulcans.
Thanks for having us.
I mean, you're our official rugby team, so we got to know what's going on. And yeah, swing by on Saturday. I'm pretty sure Scott's going to come too, but I'll be out there. So hang out and watch some rugby with us. It's at 1 o'clock at Ramsey Park there in the Mountain Brook area. And it is, man. It's a cool time and it's a lot of fun. And I think you'll enjoy it if you check it out.
This is Matt and Scott on Jocks 94.5.